There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
So, merong balita ngayon na lumabas over the weekend that WWE officials are reportedly very happy with the reception to Tama Tonga, how people reacted to him appearing on TV. I personally popped for Wade Barrett and Corey Graves losing their minds and saying things like, "That's Tama Tonga. He wreaked havoc all over Japan for many, many years, diba?" So it really legitimized Tama Tonga, given that, as we mentioned, this guy has never been seen on WWE television at all.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Chino Liao at your service, delivering your weekend reactions off of another wild weekend in the world of professional wrestling. And since we are celebrating our 10th anniversary this month, marami tayong ganap here on the Wrestling Podcast. Let's talk about them one by one before we get to our weekend reactions. And let's start with Quiz Night. This is how we're celebrating our 10th anniversary and, coincidentally, 420. Happy 420, Chino.
Yes, a very happy 420 to all of us looking to get high with the Lord on 420 this Saturday. This Saturday, Sahabi Stadium. We're doing it big. We're doing it grand with one of our largest prize packs up for grabs, ating Quiz Night. The first Quiz Night was a success. Madaming pumunta, nagpakita, nag-celebrate with us for their love of pro wrestling. Now we're celebrating the love of pro wrestling and the love of prizes and the podcast as well. Care of this amazing package. Kasama na dyan yung mga binili natin from the previous pasabays.
Yeah, let me enumerate them.
Let's see, go.
Yeah. So we've got a Rhea Ripley beach towel. Like, it's actually life-sized-ish. As in, you know, like, it's big enough to actually be lied down on.
Ngayon, pwede mo na siyang tapakan. Hindi lang ikaw yung tinatapakan. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You also have the Cody Rhodes weight belt. You also have a John Cena bimpo, an LWO armband, a CM Punk t-shirt. All of that, it's actually here in Manila. We also have a prize from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. I believe it's a Jey Uso t-shirt and a Roman Reigns action figure. So it's him in his Shield garb. So it's from back in the day pa. And
yes.
It's in box.
And see Hobby Stadium,
Yes, prizes from Hobby Stadium. As always, meron silang WWE trading cards na ipapamigay. So marami tayong mga papremyo for all of our players for Quiz Night this weekend. Tell them more, Chino.
Yes, so all you have to do is head over to Hobby Stadium this Saturday. Starts at 6:30 p.m. Papapasok na kami sa Hobby Stadium. Hobby Stadium located along Doña in the Giovanni Building, Doña Hemady Street, Quezon City. All you have to do is show up by 6:30, and that is when the festivities start sa ating celebration for the 10th anniversary of the podcast. Tickets are at 500 pesos. It comes with a free iced tea, and you and a friend can join. Ikaw pwede din mag-isa if you wanna be the Stone Cold Steve Austin of this bunch. Why not? Diba? If you also wanna form a faction, you wanna form an unholy alliance with somebody you don't get along with, go for it. Everybody is welcome sa ating quiz night to celebrate our 10th birthday.
Mm-hmm. So we will see you there. 500 pesos again per head. May kasama na yung chicken skin from Hobby Stadium na sobrang sarap. So may pampulutan na kayo as we celebrate 420 with our love of wrestling podcast quiz night happening on Saturday, April 20. We've also got our pasabay that has already kicked off on social media kung nakita ninyo. You can actually go already to our link to get your WWE merch, pwede rin pro wrestling tees, any other wrestling store, Roots of Fight, Homage, lahat yan pwede. All you have to do is to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. You can also go to tinyurl.com/pasabay April 2024. O, diba? Sobrang daling tandaan. Again, tinyurl.com/pasabay2024. All of the rules are there. Yung service fees namin nakalagay din dun. It's gonna take a while for us to calculate yung actual presyo ng mga t-shirts or whatever merch that you want us to buy. Ganun lang talaga kasi we have to calculate shipping and handling fees and syempre service fees kasi kami yung magpo-process na on your behalf, diba? So if you want to get your official merch, wrestling merch, it's tinyurl.com/pasabayapril, spell it out, APRIL 2024. All right, let's get to some weekend reactions. And we're going to start with SmackDown because we got a huge debut in the form of one Tama Tonga.
Yes, very exciting happening during that segment with Paul Heyman and the remaining members of the Bloodline. See, Paul Heyman was trying to make excuses, in fact, for Roman Reigns' loss during WrestleMania. And syempre, Solo Sokoa being the only member to uphold the values of the Bloodline didn't accept these excuses and even pinned it on his own brother, the Jimmy Uso, who also received two large.
Jimmy lost.
Yeah, diba? Si Jimmy. Tapos sinisi din niya kay Jimmy yung talo ni Roman Reigns, eh, diba? So, essentially, si Solo was putting everything on Jimmy Uso, which is a little unfair of Solo kasi kasama din siya doon. But okay, neither here nor there. What was there, however, is one Tama Tonga, who we haven't seen on New Japan TV in quite some time. Diba? Ang tagal niyang nawala from New Japan. And all of a sudden, he's on SmackDown following Solo's orders. Diba? Parang naging siya na yung bagong heavy ni Solo Sokoa, who himself is a heavy. And apparently, according to the storyline, Tama Tonga was brought on under the orders of Roman Reigns. So, hindi pa natin alam kung ano yung role exactly ni Tama Tonga dito sa Bloodline storyline at all, what role he actually plays here, because he only just appeared last week. But man, what big news, especially since if you consider now 4 out of the 5 original Bullet Club members, tama ba ho? 4 out of the 5 original Bullet Club members are now in the four. Yeah, basta yun, isa na lang yung wala basically para makompleto nila yung collection nila ng Bullet Club members, diba? The Bullet Club OGs. So, it is big news for anybody who's a WWE fan, a New Japan fan, or a fan of wrestling in general.
Yeah, yung 3 out of the 4, just so anyone doesn't get all too purse marketing, goes, oy, sino yun? It's Finn Balor, Karl Anderson, and Tama Tonga, all of whom are in WWE, and then the 4th founding member is Bad Luck Fale, who's still in Australia and or Japan. So this is really huge because Tama Tonga is already in his early 40s and has never spent time in WWE. Pero, you know, yung familial connections niya nandun, di ba? His brother, si Tangaloa, was once Camacho in NXT. And there's also the family connection given that Tama Tonga is the son of Haku. And Haku, while he's not Samoan, di ba? Even Tama Tonga, he's not Samoan. They are Tongan. They are connected to the Anoa'i family. Kasi parang may blood brother relationship din itong si Haku and itong Samoan dynasty. So they're very, very close. Haku is treated like family. Nung Hall of Fame, just this past WrestleMania weekend, Haku was right there at ringside to honor Lia Mayavia when she was inducted into the Hall of Fame. So that goes to show yung familial connection nga ni Tama Tonga to the bloodline and how that all makes sense. So meron balita ngayon na lumabas over the weekend that WWE officials are reportedly very happy with the reception to Tama Tonga, how people reacted to him appearing on TV. I personally popped for Wade Barrett and Corey Graves losing their minds and saying things like, "That's Tama Tonga. He wreaked havoc all over Japan for many, many years." Diba? So it really legitimized Tama Tonga, given that, as we mentioned, this guy has never been seen on WWE television at all.
Yeah, it's actually a very smarky wrestler. If you guys, hindi siya, and hindi, it's not, I gets ko naman to na bagong times na and all, but he's like a real deep cut for people who only watch WWE products. So kudos to the announced team for providing some context to who Tama Tonga actually is. Diba? So it just really goes to show how different everything is now, that they're actually opening the doors now to people like Tama Tonga. Dati may mabas na rumors, diba? Na backstage gossip na Vince is not gonna sign these indie darlings anymore. And he's not gonna sign people above a certain age anymore. Ngayon, nakita na natin sobrang bago na talaga ng panahon ngayon, because they brought on Tama Tonga, who really doesn't fall in that Vince category and yet is still so well received by both the fans and the people in the business.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Yes, I'm really happy to see this development, and I can't wait to see whatever story beats they end up hitting next. Kasi ang laking bagay nga na Solo is now essentially moving up the ranks, and then si Jimmy Uso na kick out pa from the Bloodline. So now this starts the next chapter of the Bloodline story, which I guess answers yung tanong natin coming out of WrestleMania 40. Now, what's next for the Bloodline, or what's next for Roman Reigns? Kasi now Solo Sikoa is acting sort of independently. Di natin alam kung meron bang basbas ng kanyang tribal chief. And, you know, we don't know how Roman will react to Tama Tonga now being part of this whole thing, and Solo Sikoa throwing his weight around. So, really good stuff coming out of SmackDown. All right, let's go to the company na pinanggalingan ni Tama Tonga, that being New Japan Pro Wrestling, and they have a new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion in Jon Moxley. So this is huge, because Jon Moxley made history by being the first and only wrestler to win the top championship in WWE, AEW, and New Japan. So he beat Tetsuya Naito at New Japan Strong Windy City Riot in Chicago over the weekend. And I believe this ends yung reign ni Naito, which started nitong WrestleMania when he defeated Sanada.
Yeah, very huge news coming out of New Japan. They finally put the belt on Moxley, something that people have been waiting for quite some time. Diba nung nagpakita siya sa New Japan, started doing his thing over there. We were only counting the days till he becomes champion. Medyo natagalan. Yes, I'm gonna be one of the people who says medyo natagalan. But I'm glad he's finally on top, diba? He gets to tick that box off now, diba? Because as a wrestler, si Moxley, he's doing these things that he never really got to do while he was part of the WWE. And wrestling in Japan has been big on his bucket list. And now he's not only wrestling, going to be wrestling in Japan, but now he's also holding the top belt, the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, New Japan, and it's going to be huge for him in his career.
Yeah, it's also going to be huge for New Japan because someone as big as Moxley, the profile niya, it does bring eyes to New Japan. The fact that he is also a regular on AEW is good for elevating that championship and legitimizing it for yung mga mainstream fans or American fans who probably don't have enough bandwidth to catch New Japan. I hope it gives them a reason to watch it. I was actually midway through the match kanina, right before we had to record. But it was a fun match. You know, it's your typical Tetsuya Naito main event that runs for like half an hour. But you can see that Moxley was ready to bring it and ready to get physical from the get-go. Like, he was bleeding 10, 15 minutes into the match, which I guess when you think about it, is standard Moxley at this point.
Yeah, very typical of Moxley. But but you are correct to say that he is going to bring more eyes on the New Japan product, especially since they've been doing a lot more shows stateside now. So tong plan ng New Japan to extend past the Japanese shores and into the American market is starting to take shape. And good for them kasi they no better face of a company than John Moxley at this point.
What does this mean though for the BCC or AEW na, you know, you have Mox who's now the Gaijin standard bearer of New Japan when Mox is also the backbone, the heart and soul of AEW, if you will.
Huge then for the BCC and for AEW. It doubles down on the working relationship with between AEW and New Japan. Kasi yung mga wrestlers niyo na lalo na, si the Shibata and everybody else making appearances on AEW, lahat sila galing ng New Japan, diba? And we've always talked about Forbidden Doors and the pay-per-view Forbidden Door and how it always has been a huge deal for wrestling fans to have these two companies collide and see all these dream star-making matches that we've always been drooling over. So the fact that they have somebody like John Moxley to bridge that gap even more, to fill that void, na maliit lang, but it's still there, is huge for both companies and both teams.
Mm-hmm. So congrats to Mox for becoming a world champion yet again. I believe this is his sixth world championship. So kung tama yung bilang ko, no? This makes him a six-time world heavyweight champion. All right, let's round it up with some news on the WWE front once again. And ito medyo fresh lang. We're recording this on Monday night and this came out mga Monday morning when we woke up. So there's news that came out that Eric Rowan, who also wrestles on the indies as Eric Redbeard, had to pull out from an event for this company called East Coast Pro Wrestling. And yung reason daw is because of new contractual obligations which are preventing him from making several dates. So this suggests to a lot of people, including yung mga insiders natin, na Eric Rowan might be on his way back to WWE. And medyo coincidental yung timing given that ever since the Becoming Immortal Bray Wyatt documentary came out, there have been teases of Uncle Howdy. So, diba, at the very end of the documentary, Chino, you and I have gotten to see it. There was a teaser for Uncle Howdy, and I guess it was appropriate given that, I guess at this point, the Uncle Howdy character is a love letter to Wyndham Rotunda, given na si Bo Dallas or Taylor Rotunda pa yung nagpa-play nung Uncle Howdy character. We've seen the glitches and the teases at live events, at Raw and at SmackDown, and then now with Eric Rowan being pulled out from indie events, diba? Braun Strowman waiting in the wings somewhere in the inactive list of WWE. What does that tell you, Chino?
You know, as a Bray Wyatt fan, probably the biggest Bray Wyatt fan of this podcast, I'm actually glad that they're reintroducing the soul mythos back into WWE canon. Kasi nga, nung namatay si Bray Wyatt, it ended abruptly. We didn't even get an official announcement na si Britt, na si Bo Dallas nga see Uncle Howdy, diba? This was just backstage innuendo, so to speak. So the fact that they've actually addressed it now and they are starting to slowly introduce everything now, it kind of reminds me of a reboot of a movie na naputol in midway. So to speak, you know, like if there's a beloved franchise from back in the day na hindi magandang ending, they're actually going to be able to do that a lot more now. And sana yung charisma ni Bo Dallas when he was pushing his Bo Leave agenda in NXT and for a short while dun sa main roster is easily carried over dito sa Uncle Howdy character niya, because sana mabigyan nila ng justice yung vision the Wyndham Rotunda, kind of beginning an injustice, and they don't just use this for profit or for gains. And I mean, maintindihan nila yung amount of passion that Wyndham Rotunda put into this character before he unfortunately untimely passed away.
So let's see what's going to happen to Eric Rowan or to yung nga, the Uncle Howdy character, to the Bray Wyatt universe, kung paano maghahasik ng lagim itong si Uncle Howdy at sino yung magiging foil niya now that Bray Wyatt is no longer with us, diba? Wrestling is weird in the sense na if the actor playing the character is dead, you can't bring the character back. Diba? Unlike movies where you can recast. Terrence Howard got recast with Don Cheadle, diba? And War Machine has been Don Cheadle ever since. So wrestling doesn't work that way. So I'm very curious to see how they push the entire narrative forward with Bray Wyatt no longer being there at all, no longer being an option. So I hope na yung, nga, yung mga sugu ng Wyatt family, diba? Yung mga followers.
Yeah,
nga,
I mean, Alexa Bliss is still there.
Alexa Bliss, yes, who's on maternity leave, diba? That they all figure out a way to integrate them dito sa whatever Uncle Howdy shenanigans are being planned right now.
Yeah, definitely. Because I want them to bring justice to the just not the Wyndham Rotunda idea, but also the memory of Wyndham Rotunda and Luke Harper as well, who diba, kasama din siya. Brody Lee also passed away a while back. So kasama din siya sa Wyatt family circle. So sana beginning an injustice though, they do it respectfully and they follow the vision of Wyndham Rotunda.
Yeah. So there. Those are our weekend reactions. As always, maraming ganap in the world of wrestling. But if you want to be part of the conversation, you want to spitball with us what all of this means going forward for wrestling, for the respective companies that are affected, you know where to find us. Hit us up. It is at Wrestling2XPod, at Sheena Supersize, at Rowis War, at Monday Night Rowan, at EML_Meister, and at _StanC. Our Picks of the Week episode will be up on your feed by tomorrow. So go refresh this feed and follow it. Like the podcast, give us a 5-star rating if you haven't yet. Sobrang laking tulong yan for the Wrestling Podcast. We will see you on Saturday 4:20 for our 10th anniversary quiz night. And we want to say thanks to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. On behalf of Gina Liao, as well as our co-hosts who can't be here tonight, Ro Moran, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying this has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.